You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard. It never looked bad once the world forgave you. Then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. Wanna turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Happy news. We love happy news around here. We love your news. That's great. We love our news. That's great. And we have some incredible news today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I have found out that I'm an official 2024 nominee for the International Singer-Songwriters Association Incorporated, ISA, as USA Female Entertainer of the Year. That's right. I'm nominated for Female Entertainer of the Year at the International Singer-Songwriters Association in Atlanta this year. So we are celebrating that good news, and we're celebrating that all of you are a part of this because you make this podcast possible, and you support the music and the books and all the other things that I do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. Welcome to our wonderful conversation today. And more happy news is that we have a terrific guest today. So I'll ask our guest, would you please introduce yourself to all of us?
Yes, yes, thank you, Dr. Dawn Karima, and I appreciate you for having me on here. I'm excited about our conversation. And also congratulations for your nominee award.
But thank you.
Yes, I'm Erickson Lopez. I'm the CEO of BioAbundance. We are a small company out here in Silicon Valley, California. And we basically distribute technology to nursing homes, hospitals, schools that help prevent against viruses. So, yeah, excited to further talk about that, and yeah.
Oh, well, welcome. We are really happy to have you here, and we're so proud of you and cheering you on and all the good work that you're doing right now. Well, all right. You talked about viruses, and we certainly have some big ones out there. What can your company do to help with that?
Yes, yes, and I mean, you know, of course, everyone remembers and still experiences the pandemic of COVID-19. Of course, we hate to say it, but it is such a shift in our society. But you know, so far, my company, we've been able to distribute a technology called Far UVC. It's a germicidal light. So we spoke about it before, Dr. Dawn, but for those who are listening, you know, Far UVC is basically a safe type of germicidal light. So it doesn't impact your skin or your eyes like a lot of the other germicidal lights, but it's actually filtered. So we can use it throughout our day to protect against viruses. So we've been fortunate enough to install these devices in multiple states in the country and many nursing homes as well. So yeah, that's what we're doing. We're definitely looking to continue to help more people, especially as we still experience the pandemic and COVID-19. It hasn't gone away, so you know, that's our main focus right now.
I really love tech, and I love STEAM, and so I'm really excited to be hearing about this from you because I hear some hope in what you're saying. You know, thank you for helping us to know, because the pandemic is still here. It hasn't gone away. And no matter how many people or who they are says it's over, it's really not over. And yet the product you're talking about gives me some hope that maybe we have a way to protect ourselves.
Yes. Yes, no, definitely. I think it's something, you know, for many years, Dr. David Brenner, he's the he's the one who started Far UVC, and he found that this wavelength, it's called the 222 nanometer wavelength, mm-hmm. that it's actually safe for skin, because in his experience, his, God bless her soul, but his mother had passed away from an infection in a hospital.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is something that we deal with all the time, healthcare acquired infections, where, you know, you go for one thing, but, you know, you get injured or get sick with something else. So obviously he worked on this, and he's a radiologist, so he was able to create this. And, you know, since then we've seen so many positive results in the places and the buildings who actually use it, that it's definitely something that can help us going forward, to prevent against current viruses and, you know, whatever comes next, you know, in the future.
Oh, right. Well, I'm going to ask the obvious question. I'm sure many of our friends, when they hear UV, they might think of sunlight or sunscreen or tanning beds or something that maybe is radioactive or does us harm. Why is this particular far UVC safe?
Yes, no, that's a great question. And yeah, it's definitely a conversation we have often, mm-hmm. Where people are like, hey, if you know, I'm working in front of this thing for 5-6 hours. Is it going to impact my eyes or my skin? So they did actually a lot of studies specifically since 2020, where they took this wavelength of light and they put it onto skin, and they basically put about 8 to 10 hours on direct skin contact with over 20 individuals. And they wanted to see, hey, is there going to be any type of keratitis or cancer? And there was nothing.
Wow.
So they were actually able to get from the ACGIH. The ACGIH did another study, just basically looking at it and wanting to get more participants to see. So it's been tested on skin, and then for eyes, the same type of ordeal. So they've been testing. And I mean, with our technology too, specifically, not other technology, ours is about, you know, if you're in front of it for about 8 hours, it's similar to being in the sun for about 15 seconds.
Oh, wow.
So that's just the of like UV, you know, obviously we always think UV ray, like I don't want to, you know, be in the sun without sunscreen. You know, in front of our technology, it's about 15 seconds if you're in front of it for 8 hours. Mm. So 15 sunlight. So, you know, that's, I guess, the science part of it. But, you know, it really just, I think it comes down to the studies, right? Actual numbers.
Yes.
Hey, this, you know, this has already been tested and it's safe.
Mm. That is so helpful. That is really helpful, because one of the casualties, I think, of this pandemic has been the disinformation and the misinformation that have actually attacked legitimate science or legitimate information. And so we need you to tell us about these studies and the real facts, you know, before we get some fiction and misinformation surrounding this. Is this safe for children and pets?
Yes. So, I mean, pets hasn't really been data tested, but if you can, I guess, compare to human skin to like dog fur or something like that, they definitely have much more protection in front of them.
Sure.
When it comes to light, but yeah, it's safe for kids. I mean, when it comes to kids, though, obviously there's a lot of, you know, implications where, you know, if we do have a daycare or somewhere where it's set up, we do recommend having it out of their reach.
Sure.
You know, you don't want you know, a kid to just come up to the light, maybe they'll get right in front of it, look right through it. I mean, there's still some information that hasn't been found, like, you know, if the kid's eyes maybe are staring into it or something like that, it's just not good. Just like,
right.
You know, you shouldn't stare at the sun or anything like that. So definitely recommendations. I think, you know, especially with kids being all around the place, you definitely don't want to have the light in an easily accessible place. But that's, I think, the main suggestion we have when, you know, someone's installing our technology.
Mm-hmm. Wisdom is the principal thing, and I think some things just wouldn't be wisdom. We wouldn't give the keys to the car to a toddler, right? I mean, so some things to me are just, they're just wisdom. We would certainly want to install these in safe places for anyone. And so I appreciate you explaining that. One of the things I see a lot when it comes to a product like yours, and we're going to talk much more about it, and I'm really excited to do that, is that we've all seen the footage or the pictures of VIP, right, type people, billionaires, and noticed, what's that in the background there? What's that over their shoulder? What's behind them at the podium? And it looks like there has been a class of people who has had access to this for longer than those of us just, you know, humble general public people have. Does that sound right?
Yes, yes, it does, Dawn. It's definitely something that I saw early on, especially, you know, I'm a fairly young guy, and
yeah.
I started to see the technology being used by higher individuals who, you know, you might not see on business class planes, right?
They're
on the move. But yeah, it's definitely, the technology actually started to take place when people seen, you know, the Davos.
Yes.
The Davos
community,
you know, these higher income people taking these precautions, people who make decisions around the world, they were using this technology, far UV, you know, during conventions or speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it was happening. And, you know, at that time, the technology was still so new. So, you know, a lot of people are just like, oh, it's probably just, you know, like a light, or, you know, it's not something major. But after doing research, and I'm sure yourself too, you've seen it where it's like, oh, no, they're actually using this as a prevention mitigation strategy, you know, to protect themselves while they're on the go. Because especially an individual who has to attend maybe three or four conventions or, you know, whatever the case is, they can't get sick. They get sick. They ruin whatever routine or, you know, scheduling they have. So it's really important for them to stay healthy. But yes, it was definitely, and it's still going on to this day where a lot of, I mean, we hear even Taylor Swift, she takes precautions very, very seriously. So, you know, definitely something that's happening.
Thank you. That's right. And there almost seems to be an attitude of one rule for me, another for thee, you know, and yeah, we see people who understand what's really happening, and they are taking every effort to take precautions. And that's why I appreciate you and your company so much, because I feel, you know, and I hope someone has said thank you to you, but just in case they haven't, I'll say it. Thank you. Thank you for caring about vulnerable people, right? Like nursing homes, and caring for people who maybe don't have billions of dollars just at their house, you know, by creating these products and creating this technology, you know, using this technology to protect people who might not have access to stage managers and billions of dollars and, you know, very specific kinds of parameters. So let's talk about that. Let's get really, really practical. Nice, wonderful, hardworking people who just want to not be sick all the time with this dreadful, awful disease. How can they access your products?
Yes, and this is definitely, this is a big question, I think, in the space, and something we've thought about a lot, because one of my main missions, you know, starting this company was, you know, this technology is meant to be in the places that can't afford maybe, you know, complete HVAC upgrades, or, you know, a school district who can't afford, you know, a multi-million dollar, you know, HVAC maintenance program, because it's, you know, it's very costly. So our purpose always, and my purpose has always been to be able to bring this product, and not only product, but solution to places that can't afford the higher end HEPA filtration. Now, since the technology is expensive, it's a price tag that not many people can afford. But especially on this call, I can let a little bit of information out on what we're working on and something that we're really happy about.
Oh,
that hasn't been heard anywhere else, but it's, you know, I definitely feel like it's something that would really answer your question. where we are looking at a way to lend our devices out for a more short-term situation. So, mm-hmm. you know, a birthday party, or you have, you know, a wedding, and you maybe can't afford to buy 5 to 10 of our units, but you still want to have that protection. Maybe you can have it there just for that specific event. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for ways to do that, just because, you know, that is the biggest question is, hey, I want this. I want this in my home. I want this at my kid's birthday party, but I just can't afford the price tag. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is something where it's very early stages, but it is something that we believe will help more people access this, especially, I mean, on the level of school districts and everything. That's a bit different, but more mm-hmm. for the individual. You know, maybe the person listening on this call that might think, wow, I do want to, you know, invest in that when I go to my dentist's office or whatever mm-hmm. the case is.
Mm-hmm. That's thrilling. That is very encouraging. And it's very uplifting to know that your company cares about the community in that way. Not just, how can we get rich real quick? It's thinking about other people and caring for them. And that's the greatest pathway to true wealth, really, which doesn't always work in our sort of brutal society. I wonder if you could share with us, how important is FAR UVC in protecting communities from COVID and other viruses?
Yes. I mean, this is, I believe, one of the most groundbreaking technologies for the times that we're in. I think many people, including my family, including the people I know personally, were always puzzled, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, when things started to kind of happen, mm-hmm. we were always told, oh, you know, you just got to remain 6 feet, you just mask and you're okay, right? And we followed those directions, and many people did and still got sick, mm-hmm. right? You still had people mm-hmm. who were like, yeah, I did everything and I still got sick. What am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. And I, you know, and this is some, I guess, more, you know, personal thoughts, but I believe with disease prevention and sickness, it's always been about the individual, right?
Yeah.
What can I do?
What can I do?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, what, you know, it's my fault that my family got sick, right?
Mm.
But we want to use FAR UV as more of an environmental protection mm. where not just about what you do in your action specifically, but what is your environment doing to protect you?
Yes.
And when you think about FAR UV, it's much more effective than even HEPA air filtration.
Mm-hmm.
Inactivating viruses, just because it's a light and it doesn't require airflow to clean the air. It just is, right? It's just a light that's inactivating in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe this is definitely one of the most groundbreaking. Obviously, there's some limitations, again, like price tag. There's also, you know, there is the only downfall and the con of our technology is it does produce a bit of ozone.
Okay.
So, like, you know, places who do install it, they have to have at least okay ventilation
mm-hmm.
Just to keep ozone levels low. Because when the light hits regular oxygen molecules in the air, it creates VOCs, which then can turn into ozone. And obviously ozone, it's an irritant that, you know, we don't want to breathe every day, but we do, obviously, when we go mm-hmm. on the road and things, but it's something you definitely don't want a lot of, but yeah, that we really believe it's groundbreaking, and that's something we believe in the next 10 years or even 5 years, more businesses, more facilities, more places will not only need it because, you know, all these viruses are getting a lot better at spreading,
but mm-hmm. mutating.
Exactly. You know, mm-hmm. we see COVID, all the different strains.
Yeah.
Like Omicron mm-hmm. and Delta, they're just going to get better at being able to go from one person to the other. So,
mm-hmm.
Businesses and facilities, especially healthcare, I believe it's going to be groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you believe that any risks from this, like the ozone perhaps or whatever, are outweighed by the benefits of using it?
Not at all. I think, you know, it's definitely a tough thing, especially when you're talking about air. I mean, ozone, we're all kind of, I think, educated on the fact that ozone is something we want to limit, right?
Right.
Headaches, it causes lung issues after years of exposure. But when you think about viruses, diseases, flus, which we're still learning about, the long-term effects of our COVID infections and our influenza infections, norovirus, all these different viruses.
Mm-hmm.
I think the weight of protecting against those, which are almost blatant kind of disabling events, you think,
right?
You know, long COVID is something you really don't want to have at all. And I think it's something that we're starting to see more of, where people are like, yeah, I have this and that symptom from my COVID infection. And that is something we are preventing against. So I think that is a much larger risk than the risk of ozone, since, you know, ozone is something we are breathing every day. If you have a printer in your home, it's creating ozone.
Right.
You know, if you have, you know, different appliances, especially the older appliances, they're definitely creating ozone. So, it's definitely not a deterrent. It's just something to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, these are all the good things, but this is the bad thing. And the only way to really combat that is to have good airflow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just better ventilation, or just, I mean, even normal ventilation can get rid of about 90% of the ozone produced.
Sure.
But it's just something to be aware of, but definitely not something that outweighs the benefits.
I appreciate your candor. And I think when anything great happens, you know, great things happen alongside terrible things, right? And so we're in a position, I think, as a society, where we have some terrible choices in front of us, right? If you don't do this, or if you do this, these are terrible choices. And so I absolutely agree with you that, you know, when faced with COVID and long COVID and RSV and all these other things, I would gladly take my chances with a safe technology like yours rather than encounter those things which are killing people and disabling people and affecting every system and every organ in the body in some way. But I appreciate the candor that you're willing to share so transparently, because whenever technology is new, you're going to have scammers and counterfeits. You're going to have people who, you know, are selling some kind of something on the internet, you know, or whatever. And so we have to have conversations with real scientists and real technological experts like yourself who will tell us the truth, and I appreciate that so much. So as I'm thinking, you know, about the wonderful benefits of what you're doing, I see them, and I certainly think they are bigger and better and outweigh any risks, whatever, or any inconveniences, or whatever it may be. This is definitely a technology worth having. And even the price. You know, I know people who spend money on drinks at the bar, or, you know, they smoke something, or they spend money on clothes, an outfit they wear one or two times and, you know, never wear it again. And then they'll say, oh, but that's so expensive. And yet, without your health, without your strength, without your children and your family, I mean, my goodness, most of us would trade everything we have to keep a loved one alive and well. And so, to me, the price, if you really think about it, what are you going to do with that money? Keep your loved ones safe, protect your health and your well-being, you know, or spend it at the store or shopping online. And so I think when we change our attitude toward things, you know, even if people can go in together, mutual community aid, and say, okay, we're going to buy this and we're going to keep grandma and grandpa safe, or we're going to do this for our kids' classroom or something like that, we'll have a different outlook on these devices. Okay, I'm really excited to ask you this question, like super excited. What about those of us who have young children who may mask effectively and may not, you know, or maybe babies and cannot mask and things like that? what would we practically do? Which device would we order? How would we install it in our home? What would we do that would help keep those small children safe?
Yes, and I appreciate that question. I think that's an important part, especially, you know, when you have a baby or a kid. I think it's a main issue when kids are going to daycare or babies are in daycare or whatever, and they're exposed to viruses and they're sick. I mean, how many times do you, you know, see a kid with a snotty nose and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you know, they got that daycare sickness or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think when it comes to actually using far UV as a mitigation strategy,
mm-hmm.
what we would recommend for sure is, you know, if you have a baby or a younger kid, you know, definitely place a unit. You know, you'd buy a UV Pro. That's our main technology that we use for you know, individuals, people who need it for their home. Because it's a nice small, it kind of looks like a camera, about 13 watts or 15 watts, and set it up either in the main area where your kids are at, like maybe the living room or however your house is, if you have like a dining area or just their room. And it's just an autonomous light. You put it on and you let it do its thing. So, you know, when they are sick or if they do have something, it's most likely not going to spread. And then when it comes to actually protecting your kid in a school or in a daycare, I mean, it starts with that environment. So if they are in daycare, that exposure is already going to be happening. So even recommending maybe the daycare, hey, you should probably invest in some type of cleaning strategy like a UV Pro or even something else. But the UV Pro would work perfectly for the actual place. You know, it starts where the actual place of exposure happens, of course, because it's kind of hard to stop it once it's already happened. If they've already went to daycare, they already went to school, now they're just bringing whatever they have. But if you can start there, you can limit that exposure and help in the long run. But I know that's not always the most ideal case. So we recommend just kind of like in home, it's normal kids are going to get sick, but there's also a limit to how many times they should get sick and
right.
how many times they should spread it, you know, within the home. So, you know, we've had a lot of people who seen great results when, you know, a kid was sick with actual COVID this year. Actually, we had a few people who reached out to us thanking us because you know, their kid got sick multiple times in the school year, but one specific time they tested positive for COVID and they put a UV Pro B1 unit, which is basically, it's a faster disinfection rate. So they put it in the room. And for the first time in years, that specific child that would always get sick did not spread it to their family. And they had older people living in the home, you know, parents of the homeowners and the homeowners themselves that were experiencing some type of long COVID as well. So it was huge, you know, a huge benefit for them to be able to, you know, limit that exposure, right?
Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees. They pray hard. And never look back once the world forgave you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage. Scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
We are strong and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Let's talk about the 15-watt model. How many square feet or what size room does that disinfect, and how long does it take to disinfect it?
Yeah, so with the you said 15-watt, right?
Well, you said you had, what is it, the Pro, the UV Pro, is that right? Yeah,
yep,
15-watt.
Yep, the UV Pro, the 15-watt, so it covers, if you have like an open floor plan, it will cover 1,300 square feet.
Wow.
Mean that, like, at the, obviously it's a light, so at the end of that 1300, so I would say at the end of that 500 square foot, that's a very long irradiation time, and it will require that air to move closer to the light, but it still can cover the space. We would say, you know, for a normal home, obviously it's usually not an open floor plan. It's, you know, you have your rooms, you have your corridors, you have your kitchen. So we would say like one would cover about 500 to 600 square foot of a specific room, like the living room, family room, whatever you call it. So that's the 15 watt. And then the 13 watt, it's a bit smaller. So it would cover just about under 1,000 square feet. And then, you know, with that room or specific area, it would cover about 300 to 400 square foot. So just a slightly less than the 15 watt, but still, there's different use cases. Obviously, if you want something that's just kind of, it's going to disinfect at a rate like the 13 watt, it'll take about 2 minutes to disinfect. Say that you have SARS in the air or influenza, it takes about 2 minutes to disinfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then the B1, it actually would take about 28 seconds.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting stuff. And, you know, we're still also seeing different ways if we can create a product that's going to have a higher, if it's higher wattage, it also has faster in activation. But there's definitely levels where it kind of evens out. And, you know, the 15 watt is pretty quick for most people. 28 seconds, you know, is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the next question I have for you then, thinking that practically, wow, this is incredible. It's really interesting and fascinating too. When you think about life, like, you know, people have to go out to a doctor's appointment or a dental appointment, or they just somehow have to go out into a space which, you know, I believe healthcare workers should be masked, but maybe they're not. Or you have to do something that requires you to go out. Of course, masks and all of the other Swiss cheese layers of mitigation certainly do help. But how could this ever be portable? Could it be something you could take with you to the doctor's appointment or take with you to a dental appointment or somehow make your environment safer when you're not in your home?
Right, right, yes. And that's a great question. So we've actually had solid amount of people do the portable thing. Obviously, it requires a plug-in, so it's not something you can just charge up and go.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to plug it in. But there's some interesting ways, and we still haven't really tapped into it 100%, but many people bring these kind of battery packs, or they're like almost like big bags that have their own sort of voltage, and that's how people have been plugging it in. So, for example, for like events, people who do weddings, they'll bring this type of it. It looks like a suitcase, and the UV Pro is in there, and then it's also plugged in there. So it's technically portable, but it just requires that plug-in. The other way is, I mean, if you are going to the dentist or a doctor's clinic, you can ask them, like, hey, you know, could you put me in a room that has a socket? You know, I have a light that I want to bring that will help protect me and you.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to see that situation kind of help as well. I mean, I've actually done it personally. When I went to my dental clinic, is I was like, hey, can I bring my light and just plug it right in. And they were like, yeah, sure. So I guess it's not as portable as it can be, but it's, I guess, the way that we've been able to, move it around, because you can just put it on a tripod. It has a tripod screw-in at the bottom. So it looks like a camera, right? You like the camera sitting there and it's just plugged in. So yeah.
Does it have to be above your head? Does it have to be above the heads of everyone in the room? I'm not sure. Does it have to be high up in a room?
That's definitely the most effective way to disinfect, is having it a bit above you, kind of disinfecting that whole upper part of the room, and then, the layer where your actual faces are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no, limit. If, for example, you have a root canal or something, pretty extensive, and you really want the B1 or the B2 unit to be right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can still do that, and it will be highly effective at inactivating that specific area. It's more about, honestly, your reasoning for it. If you just want to kind of protect that specific area when your mouth is open and doing that, that works perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
It just won't, help for the entire room. So if there's infectious aerosols in other parts of the room, it's just not going to disinfect that. It's just going to disinfect that area.
Mm-hmm.
But, for most cases, people like to use this as a whole room inactivation thing, and that's where putting it higher is better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on what you're looking for, but there's no limit. It's not like you can't put it right there in front of you. Just don't put it right in front of your eyes for a long period of time. It might make your eyes water for a little bit or something like that.
This is so helpful, and everything you're sharing is helping us so much. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk to you much more about your path and discovery of these wonderful things and the things that you are developing even now. So we'll be right back after this. Wow, what a powerful conversation we are having today. So informative. Oh, my goodness. And that's because of our guest today. Would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me, Dr. Dawn. My name's Erickson Lopez. I'm the CEO of BioAbundance. We're a small technology company here in Silicon Valley, and our products are specifically FAR-UV technology, which helps prevent against viruses.
Now, we need contact information, social media, whatever it is that people can get in touch, learn more about this, and maybe even buy me one of these for my upcoming birthday in May. Who knows?
Well, happy birthday.
Well, it's not till May, but thank you. Tell us where we can...
When in May? May 28th.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh, my goodness. Mine is the 13th. That's awesome. That's great. Well, happy birthday to you coming up. How can we get in touch with you?
Yes. So you can get in contact. You can definitely follow our company page. It's BioAbundance LLC on Instagram. It's BioAbundance on Twitter and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then specifically me, you can follow me on LinkedIn. My name's Erickson Lopez. And you could also add me on Facebook, Erickson Lopez.
Perfect. Oh, wonderful. That is great. And if someone wanted to have a contract, their nursing home or their kindergarten or their church, who knows? There's lots of folks out there. How can businesses use this?
Yes. So, especially with everything kind of tumbling down still from the pandemic, with staff shortages and stuff like that, for nursing homes, we've done a lot of contracts where we just start with the main area, like a lunchroom or dining area where everyone kind of gathers, because obviously that's where most people are coughing, sneezing, and spreading whatever germs might have. And so we've been able to establish contracts that are just specifically for those dining areas. But if they would like to get some type of proposal or quote, you can also reach out to us via our website, bioabundances.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, bioabundance with the S. And businesses use it, especially healthcare, use it as a real infection prevention strategy. You know, at least it's not going to get rid of everything, right? You have highly, highly infectious diseases like MRSA, staph, all those different things that kind of spread and mainly through surfaces, but it helps with the airborne illnesses. So if your nursing home or your healthcare facility is dealing with a lot of COVID, flu, RSV, pneumonia, this is where our technology really, really shines. Businesses definitely use it. But in terms of like offices and places out of healthcare, even restaurants, it really helps for staff, keeping your staff healthy and also keeping your customers happy in the term of they will feel more comfortable if they're like, oh, this technology is, keeping whatever germs are in the air, foodborne illnesses as well,
mm-hmm.
down to a minimum. So businesses are starting to use it as a tool, not only to help with their staff, but to gain customers, because there's millions of people out there that, they're definitely afraid of going to certain restaurants or different places because, mm-hmm. They might get sick or, they just don't want to take that risk. But, if your business or your restaurant or your cafe has that mitigation strategy and you really make it well known, that's definitely a big point of marketing for them, to help attract people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the main type of thing we're seeing right now when it comes to businesses.
Yes. I wonder if at some point, too, that will become part of a luxury brand, right? You will elevate your business in some way by being able to say to people, you can come here and not get sick. you can come here and you won't go home with anything you don't want. And I think that'll be a huge differential in marketing eventually. I'm so fascinated by all the work you're doing, and it looks as if this is going to be a part of how we navigate the future. This is going to be something that allows us to have some more normal lives and less sickness in them. What do you think the future is for FAR UVC?
Yes, and I absolutely agree. It's something, I'm dedicating a lot of course, time, effort to really help and bring this technology to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, even over the next couple of years, we're starting to see indoor air standards kind of come out a little bit. Last year, May of 2023, ASHRAE, which is a organization that looks after our indoor air quality standards,
mm-hmm.
not just in the U.S., but in the world, they actually launched something that has never been done before, which is a standard for infectious aerosols.
Oh, wow.
So this standard actually includes, UVC germicidal as a air disinfectant in a way to abide by this standard. And it was actually pushed by the White House to come out with it. Many people are still learning about this standard, but, we do believe in the future, in the next couple of years, they didn't just push that standard to keep it, for luxury buildings. I think this is going to be something, and data shows that it's going to be something that most buildings might have to, kind of use, or at least use it as a standard when creating new buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we've seen what the pandemic did, damage, the economy, loss,
mm-hmm.
even there's so many different impacts. It's definitely something the White House and the government is looking at. It might not always seem that way, but it's definitely, they see the damage that's been done, and they want to definitely install some type of prevention mitigation, whether it is higher ventilation standards or HEPA, but. Mm-hmm. It really looks like HVAC, is kind of already doing that. So that's kind of where FAR UV comes in, where, you already have the best ventilation, you have the best air purification. Now, what are you doing to, really specifically protect against viruses, mold, and different, you know, pathogens in the air. That's, you know, that's kind of what far UV comes. So I think especially for areas in buildings and places that see a lot of foot traffic and a lot of sick people, you know, i.e. a hospital or a nursing home, far UV is going to be really, I think, beneficial in a part of that evolution.
Marvelous. We have friends listening in 160 countries in all 50 United States. And so what do you think, for those of us who are regular people and we buy one of these, we save up or some nice person gives me one for my birthday or something like that, what does our life look like now once we have this in our lives?
Yes, that's a really good question that has me thinking even. I had to pause for, you know, life definitely, I think, you know, life is definitely, it's going to be the same type of movement around, you know, protecting yourself, you know, especially if you're someone who's conscious about, you know, where you're going. But I think with far UV in your life, it opens up doors for more social activity. I do believe when you have far UV, at least what we've seen with customers is they go from, you know, maybe someone who might not want to go to that restaurant for that specific, you know, dinner, or, you know, they don't want to do this with their family because of risk of getting sick. And, you know, maybe that family member has a lot of younger children. So I think this really helps, you know, people get back to their social life a little bit, maybe not pull through, you know, you can't bring this everywhere, but especially when it comes to, you know, doing family events, doing more, you know, things with people that you care about, that's, I think, where the technology opens up more doors and life becomes a bit more flavorful, you know, if you've been kind of out of that life. Now, you know, obviously there's people out there who haven't really changed, you know, from the pandemic, and they're just like, hey, it's over, you know, we've gotten back to having our regular, you know, I don't know, meetups on Sundays or this or that. Though, you know, obviously that doesn't really change much for those people. Maybe it adds another layer, so instead of getting sick maybe as often as they do, now it helps them, you know, get sick less and not bring those pathogens home with them. But yeah, I think especially for the person who's a bit more conscious, they might be older or immunocompromised, it adds another layer of comfort, you know, when going to events.
Well, many of us believe that health is wealth. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. But peace of mind is worth a lot, too. And one of the things I hear with a product like yours is it does bring you some peace of mind, that you're not just victimized by viruses, but you do have something that at least can help you, perhaps, to minimize your risk. And that's very empowering, isn't it?
Yes, that is my true purpose and my reasoning. I mean, you know, a little bit of background on myself. You know, my mom, she's an epidemiologist.
Oh, wow.
She knows a lot of stuff that, you know, kind of made me a bit of a germaphobe early on. A lot of awareness about things, and you know, even before the pandemic, you know, someone were to cough or sneeze near me, I turned the other way. You know, I was always kind of aware of it. But I think when it comes to, especially when she told me, hey, you know, this is not like a flu. You know, COVID itself is not a flu. It's much more infectious. It's much more damaging to our immune system. This is not something you want to catch once a year. You might not even want it ever,
right?
Because of the long term implications and everything. So, I mean, she told me early on, hey, you got to figure out a way. And I've always been kind of entrepreneur minded. I've always wanted to solve problems, and she always, this is a big problem. And, you know, that was 2020. So now we're in 2024, and it's still a problem, right?
Right. Wow. I love what you said about solving problems, because That is one thing. Science solves problems. And so will you tell us about your journey, how you became an entrepreneur, how you became interested in solving problems?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, all my life I've been passionate about different things, and you know, it's not always been about health and science. But I think it started when I was in college early on. You know, I did think I wanted to be a doctor, and mm-hmm. I did kind of everything to do it. I studied biology, and I was always interested in the science. But when it came to actually, you know, passing tests and doing everything, I just wasn't good at it. It wasn't mm-hmm. something that I was strong suited in remembering, you know, different, you know, diseases or different chains or different chemistries that my, you know, I just wasn't into. So from then on, I had a feeling that maybe I'm not meant to be a doctor, but I can still help people.
Yeah.
And I can still maybe find a way to still stay in science, but do something that can be impactful in a different way. So I did start to look at, you know, how can I do that? And I trialed different things. And in college, I looked at different types of health stuff. I looked at, you know, medicines, or, you know, even nutrients, having different supplements and stuff like that. But it was always kind of a gray area, and it wasn't something I was fully passionate in. But I will say, you know, when the pandemic hit, that was a huge eye opener for me. It was my last year in college when 2020 hit, and it was devastation. It was kind of a weird time, I'm sure, for you too, and everyone mm-hmm. listening. Like, that was a weird, weird time. And being a young, you know, almost graduating college mm-hmm. student, it was a pause. And I started to overthink everything. And I was just like, maybe infection prevention, or maybe something that can help people not get sick is the way to go. And that's sure. actually what started the journey. That moment when the pandemic hit, I just started to think a lot. And I talked a lot to my mother, and I was like, hey, what would you recommend? And, you know, she was receiving a lot of information early on that it was airborne.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, but this was something that was actually hidden from
people. Right. Mm-hmm.
It was something that only, you know, the scientists, the epidemiologists, the people who are, you know, well aware of SARS-CoV-2 were like, yeah, this is airborne. And when my mom told me that, I would talk with my friends and I would tell them, oh yeah, it's airborne. They'd be like, no, it's not. It's going to fall to the floor. They say, you know, this or that. And it was kind of like a bit of a mental war, because many people were like, hey, I can still go to the grocery store unmasked and do this and do that. Like,
no,
you know, fine. And unfortunately, everyone saw that we still got sick. Mm-hmm. So from there on, it was like, okay, ventilation. I started to look into indoor air. I was really keen on finding a way to better ventilation in HVAC, but I kept coming into the crosshairs of, it's really already kind of advanced. And excuse me, it's already advanced. And mm-hmm. there's not really much. I mean, there's still ways to make air purification better, but it's kind of a limit.
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
That's what, you know, geared me towards UVC and germicidal UV, because I'm sure everyone started to see that, you know, those germicidal wands started to come out.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. people were using these different germicidal UVs to disinfect doorknobs and everything. But I was starting to see with that too, oh, there's things coming out that, you know, it can expose you to cancer, or, you know, if you shine it in your eye, it can get some type of acute issues with your cornea. Mm-hmm. So that was a major groundbreaking time when I was like, well, a lot of people are using germicidal UV, but maybe they don't know those long-term effects on their skin and their eyes. And that's where far UV kind of came into play. And from then on, it was like diving into a hole of, you know, building this company and building a foundation for my understanding of Far EV, and then, you know, building a team that understands that value.
Mm-hmm. That is so helpful. Thank you so much. I am really just so encouraged by you and what you're doing and why you're doing it. It's beautiful, really. What do you want us to know about Far UVC or you or your company that we don't already know?
Let me think. I would say, you know, especially with this type of technology and just where we're headed, I believe it's a very crucial time for us to kind of look at society, look at the way things are moving mm-hmm. in the world, and see kind of, I guess, the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially being 4 years from the start of the pandemic and not fully being out of it, we're still so early. We really don't know what COVID or long COVID is. I mean, mm-hmm. we're just kind of on the cusp of figuring it out, but it's still so early. And I like to think of this era. I mean, I wasn't alive during this era, but I've studied this era during the AIDS pandemic when, you know, in HIV, and when that was happening,
mm-hmm.
no one, you know, it wasn't really understood what was happening. It was just kind of, hey, I don't want to catch that. I don't want to, you know, get mm-hmm. it, but I don't know. So I think, you know, right now we're still in this stage of looking at things. And, you know, for us as a company, we're really, our mission is driven to protect people regardless of what that long-term impact is, you know, protect people not just from COVID, but protect people from potential other viruses. You know, there's all types of things going on. Just as we are an advanced, you know, human race, and, you know, 50 years ago, we didn't have the same technologies and advancements that we have now. Mm-hmm. Just think about the biological pathogens. They're also advancing too. You know, these viruses are advancing to meet our advance. So we have to be able to, as a people, I think, to really think about that. And for our long-term health, especially if you're someone who likes to eat healthy, you like to, you know, work out, you like to put in time and effort into your health, you know, limiting your exposure to viruses, I think, is another layer of protection for your health and improvement. You know, imagine a winter season where you get a virus or you don't get as sick. Mm-hmm. I think this is just where our mindset is at. And, you know, I urge people listening to start thinking about that, thinking about, you know, even if you're young, how can you protect yourself going forward and live a healthy and wealthy lifestyle?
Thank you so much for everything that you've shared with us today. We've learned so much from you. Before we go, I just want to make sure one more time that you share your contact information where folks can connect with you and what you're doing.
Yes. And again, I really appreciate you having me on the call. You know, I definitely want to do more of these and learning also about yourself and everything you've done. I mean, you're an amazing person as well.
Thank you.
You have a great platform here. You know, being able to connect with people and share stories. But, you know, for those who are looking at this or just kind of want to look into it, definitely just, you know, go to our website, go to bioabundances.com and just look it up. If you don't feel that you need to buy anything, you don't have to. You know, you can just look. You have a lot of information on the technology itself to learn about it. And then, you know, you can also follow us on socials. Bioabundance LLC on Instagram, Bioabundance on Twitter. Connecting with me, I mean, I'm not always available, but if you'd reach out to any of those accounts, you would be able to, you know, talk to our team. And you know, if you do need anything extra, you know, of course, you can reach out to our team members and they'll be able to help you.
Thank you very much for spending this time with us today, and thank you to all of our friends. We want to thank the Adam H. Board of Franklin County for making this episode possible and this conversation. We hope all of you will share with your friends, share with your family, and to all the platforms and networks and friends and donors and sponsors. We have this is a labor of love, and we pretty much have a miracle every month, and we are grateful and thankful. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I can't wait till we're all together for another conversation. See you next time.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray all, they pray all. They never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.